Data Entry. Stuff You Should Know. Series, Aurora Cycle. Cast. Aurora G. Lynn O'Malley, the girl out of time. Centuries ago, her colony ship, the Hadfield, was bound for Octavia III. We now know it's a good thing she didn't make it there, because very bad, very botanical things happened to the colonists who did. Unfortunately, this includes her dad. More about him in a moment. After joining forces with Squad 312 of the Aurora Legion, Ori started having prophetic dreams, exhibiting telekinetic powers, and generally transforming into a small but determined superhero. She learned her powers had been gifted to her by the Eshvaren, a mysterious race who defeated the Raham eons ago. Knowing their ancient foe was only slumbering, the Eshvaren left behind a weapon, and a way for the trigger of that weapon to undertake training in its use. Inside the Echo, a psychic training space, Ori mastered her powers, and practiced some other things with her boyfriend Cal. She emerged ready to take down the Raham, only to discover that someone else had already stolen the weapon. Also trained as a trigger, the Sildrathi warlord known as the Star Slayer had used the weapon to destroy his own planet's sun, and was now threatening Earth with it. Oh, and turns out, he's Cal's dad. That was a conversation that did not end well. Last seen, aboard the weapon, a crystal ship fighting the Star Slayer for control of its planet-shattering, underwear-soiling power. Tyler Jericho Jones, the leader turned fugitive. When Tyler joined the Aurora Legion, he never imagined his squad would be full of the Academy's bottom-of-the-barrel choices. Then again, he never imagined he'd end up on the run from half the galaxy, robbing banks and ransacking shipwrecks, let alone teaming up with the meanest Sildrathi warrior he's ever laid eyes on. Did I mention she's Cal's sister, Sidie? That boy has a lot of skeletons in his closet. Anyway, Tyler used his tactical brilliance and unparalleled dimples to lead his squad's escape from Octavia to Emerald City, where they heisted a fat stack of cash, a box of mysterious gifts left long before any of these shenanigans began, and the keys to a very, very fancy new ship. In the middle of stealing the Hadfield's black box, the gang was taken prisoner by the aforementioned Sildrathi warrior, Sidie. One Drakenpit fight later, Ty found himself captured by the Global Intelligence Agency, aka the GIA, alongside his new Sildrathi enemy. He learned many things, including what she looks like in her underwear, and that he and Scarlet are not human as they thought, but that their mother was a Sildrathi waywalker. Last seen, on the run with his new frenemy, Sidie. Kalees Idraban Gilraith, the misunderstood warrior. From the highs of finding a new family in Squad 312, and finding love with psychic weapon Aurora, to the lows of his unmasking as the son of the Star Slayer and his expulsion from the squad, Cal has had quite a time recently. Cast out for omitting the teensy detail that he was the son of their archenemy, he returned to the family fold. But, twist, he remained loyal to Aurora and fought beside her when she arrived to take on his father. Last seen, under psychic assault aboard the Eshvaren weapon. Scarlet Isabel Jones, the fabulous one, installer of my personality program, light of my life. She also knows where my off switch is. The words, "if she only applied herself," appeared more on Scar's Academy reports than on any other cadets in history. But her uncanny empathy, or not so uncanny if you know her mother was a Sildrathi waywalker, which Scar does not, and absolute loyalty to her twin brother Tyler, saw her careening across the galaxy with Squad 312, never once chipping a nail. During their time on the run, the squad discovered a collection of gifts at the Dominion repository, left for them many years before they'd even joined the Aurora Legion. Scar scored the best one, a necklace inset with a cluster of diamonds. They are, as everyone knows, a girl's best friend. After Tyler was taken prisoner by the GIA, Scarlet and the others pushed on to help Aurora retake the weapon from the Star Slayer, save Earth, and get on with the job of killing the Raham before it wakes up and eats the galaxy. No big. Last seen, about to make out, with Finian, but thwarted at the last moment by his realization that the diamonds on her necklace aren't diamonds at all, but Eshver and Crystal. Oh yeah, and then everything exploded. Finian Dakaran DeSeal, the one resident who really does grow on you once you get to know him. Resident Batraskan mechanical genius, Finian's proven his loyalty to Squad 312 over and over. He might have softened his abrasive exterior, but you can pry his smartassery from his cold dead hands, which you might yet get to do, given that the last thing he, Scarlet, and Zila saw at the end of our last volume was a blinding flash of light in the middle of a giant space battle to defend Earth from a very cranky Star Slayer. Last seen, interrupting his own lifelong dream of kissing Scarlet Jones with his necklace realization. This boy needs to get out of his own way, seriously.